morning. I'm not used to starting first. But I wanted to take a few minutes. Not a lot of your time. I know a lot of others have a lot of things to say. And this being Resurrection Day, you're going to hear a lot of people talk about Easter today and all that. The resurrection of our Lord was his seal of promise. Everything he did, from his birth to his death, was worth nothing if he had not resurrected from the dead. And it was that resurrection that is our promise. It is our guarantee. One of the things that I've noticed about Christians, when they come to the Lord, there's an excitement, there's a joy, there's a relief. There's a lifting of a weight. When they realize the forgiveness of sin, the grace of God, and what he has for them. But I've been around this ministry for a while now. And it's given me a chance to observe Christians over the long haul. And I've noticed that there comes a time with many Christians that they seem to get burdened again. And they don't seem to understand how to get out of that. You see, it's easy to believe God to forgive us for all those sins we did in the past, before we were saved. I mean, that's the gospel, or part of it. I want to tell you about the part of the gospel that's mainly left untold. Salvation is not something that you receive one time, and that's it. It is something that begins in you and continues on till you meet the Lord. It has a finite beginning. When you say, Lord, come into my heart. But it doesn't stop there. It continues on. It continues on until your last breath in this body. And a scripture that shows that to me clearer than any scripture I can count on is found in Luke chapter 10. And you can read the story of the Good Samaritan. Go through that story. See, I was the one that was on the side of the road. religious people. They didn't want anything to do with me. And pretty much told me so. I was not good enough for them. The ministers of the day definitely didn't want anything to do with me. It took Jesus Christ in His love to reach down bind up my wounds and cover me with that salve that is His blood that heals, covers, and forgives all things. And I want to read this little part for you. My eyes will let me. Verse 34. Went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest for, when I come again, I will repay thee. That is the greatest part of the gospel right there. See, we come to the Lord and then we think we have to measure up to be worthy of His salvation. And if we fall short of it, then somehow or another, His salvation isn't good for us anymore. We've blown our chance. Actually, I had a preacher tell me that one time. He said, once I become a Christian, if I sin, I'm lost. There's no salvation after that. And he tried to use Hebrews. What is that? 11 or 6, whatever it is. But here he clearly says, if he owes you any more, I'll pay that too. So when I die, I know that I can rest assured that he will pay the final price for my soul, and it will not be lost, because He is a greater God than any other God, and He is above any other God. There is none like Him. None. So I will continue to serve Him any way I can. And I hope you will too.